Hi, folks. Jared Baptie of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily podcast is called Fired Up. You can find it on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and 101 platforms. Yes, we've hit the 100 mark. I was thinking that it might happen before Christmas, and it did. So 101 platforms. Welcome to another edition of CWHL Over the Glass with yours truly, myself. And this is the episode that I was promising after the tardiness of my last episode. But there was a lot going on in the past couple of weeks in the CWHL off the ice, and we'll start with some of the somewhat of the more uncomfortable news, you could say. There was some issues surrounding one of the board members resigned. It was Mr. Graham Rooston. And he was cited as being one of the top financial supporters of the CWHL, and he had resigned, and there was things coming out about him possibly being shut out of the financial reportings of the CWHL, and how he felt uncomfortable, I think, with the direction it was going. And it just it seemed a little bit messy, but the CWHL came out and said that there was there was no danger of his leaving, because everybody was concerned, or there were reports that folks were concerned about the financial well-being of the CWHL with losing Mr. Rooston and his contributions to the CWHL. But there have been they came out and said that there were articles, and they had been overstating Mr. Roston's contributions to the CWHL over the years, and made inaccurate assumptions regarding the resignation of certain board members and governors from the CWHL over the years, including Mr. Rooston. While the inaccurate statements and assumptions published give an impression that the CWHL may have difficulties in meeting its mandate in the future, nothing could be farther from the truth. The strength of the CWHL leadership is self-evident, and we have every confidence in the success of the CWHL in all future endeavors. So, strong words from the CWHL to denounce all of what has been said previously about this departure, and I guess only time will tell exactly how impactful this departure will be, and the impact of any other departures that have been. And I just wanted to make sure everybody knew about that. And now let's get on to the more fun stuff. The CWHL announced on December the 6th that they have an agreement, a further agreement with Sportsnet. They'll be able that you can watch the first two games back from the Christmas break on January 5th, 2019. The Toronto Furies will take on Les Canadiens de Montréal at the Bell Sports Complex at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That'll be on Sportsnet East Ontario Pacific and Sportsnet One, as well as Sportsnet Now, so you'll get it all across the Sportsnet networks. And then on January 6th, the Sunday, the current number one ranked team, that's the Calgary Inferno, will take on the Markham Thunder and the reigning Clarkson Cup champions at the Centennial Community Center at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time on Sportsnet and Sportsnet Now. So you'll be able to watch two full games of CWHL action on Sportsnet, just regular season games, not the All-Star game, not the Clarkson Cup. Yes, you can watch both of those on Sportsnet, but this is the first ever weekend that they've just broadcast two games full live and on air. So that's very exciting news, and I hope this is a step towards the Sportsnet eventually covering as much of the CWHL as possible. I know it might get difficult with conflicting schedules, certainly on like a Saturday night between Hockey Night in Canada and all the games going on in the NHL versus the CWHL. But I mean, they've got a lot of channels. You know, Sportsnet Now is the more the subscription-based channel, right? So that would be, I think, a great place to have CWHL coverage on those nights where there's a lot of NHL action going on that Sportsnet and Rogers have to cover. But otherwise, I'm really excited about this. I'm really happy that the league is getting more coverage on national networks like Sportsnet. And of course, you can still stream a selection of games as well. And I'm hoping that they'll also be, you know, I think the bridge in between Sportsnet eventually broadcasting as much of the CWHL as possible is to stream as much of the games as possible, because of course not all of them are even streamed online. So I think that's the next step, trying to get a lot more streams out there, and then you get more views, more coverage, and more eyeballs watching, which is the best part. All right, over the past week, we had the CWHL All-Stars announced. They did it in three sections, and there's a whole bunch of folks going to the All-Star game this year in Toronto, including, we'll just go through the whole lot of folks. Aaron Ambrosi is the first one right off the bat. We're going in alphabetical order, so don't worry about who was on the first ballot, second ballot, third ballot. It doesn't matter. They're all All-Stars. And they'll all be in Toronto at the end of January for the All-Star Game. So in alphabetical order, again, I just said her. Aaron Ambrosi from the Canadiens, Victoria Bach from Markham, Casey Bellamy from Calgary, Anne-Sophie Bethes from Montreal, Megan Bozek from Markham, Hannah Bunton from Shenzhen, Alex Carpenter from Shenzhen, Melissa Channel from Toronto, Brianna Decker from Calgary, Renata Faust from Toronto, Laura Fortino from Markham, Zoe Hickel from Calgary, Brianne Jenner from Calgary, Rebecca Johnston, the league's leading scorer right now, from Calgary, Hillary Knight from Montreal, Liz Knox from Markham, Haley Krasaniak from Calgary, Bridget Laquette from Calgary, Jocelyn LaRocque from Markham, Rachel Lanes from Shenzhen, Emerence Mashmeyer from Montreal, Hannah Miller from Shenzhen, Sarah Nurse from Toronto, Marie-Philippe Poulin from Montreal, Jamie Lee Rattray from Markham, Nora Ratu from Shenzhen, Alex Rigsby from Calgary, Lauriane Rougeau from Montreal, Jill Saulnier from Montreal, Natalie Spooner from Toronto, Laura Stacey from Markham, Blair Turnbull from Calgary, Lauren Williams from Worcester, and Jessica Wong from Shenzhen. So those are your All-Stars for the CWHL this year. Again, it'll be in Toronto at Scotiabank Arena, formerly the Air Canada Centre. That'll be Sunday, January 20th. You can get your tickets now online at www.thecwhl.com/All-Star 2019. Also, you can go there and vote for the All-Star captains. You click on the bill and you can vote for any of the ladies I just mentioned. Other than the goaltenders, I believe. No, you can even vote for the goaltenders. Look at that. So vote for your favorite players to become the captains of the CWHL All-Star Game. And I guess the team selection will be coming up soon. I think they're doing it in a similar way to the NHL, where they kind of have a draft, I guess. And because it's not really looking like it's like East versus West, because there's not, that would be a kind of a difficult split to do, I think. But I'm not 100% sure exactly how they're making up the team, so we'll see. And I will keep you posted on that as well. But the All-Star festivities are certainly underway and ready to go. So the new year and that January there is going to be a big month for the CWHL and everybody involved in it. All right, a couple other news and notes, things to talk about. On December the 5th, Montreal, Les Canadiens announced that Caroline Ouellette and Danielle Sauvageau, I believe, will act as associate coaches for the remainder of the season this year. Ouellette will lead the team, and Sauvageau will act as more of a mentor coach. Now, this pairing becoming the associate coaches, you know, stepping into these roles, has actually formed the first all-female bench staff since 2009 for Montreal, and they'll be teaming up with current assistant coaches Valérie Bois and Lisa Marie Brenton Lebrow for this campaign. So Sauvage, like I said, will act as the as a coaching mentor, with the veteran leader stepping in as the bench boss, while Ouellette, she'll be stepping in as the bench boss when Ouellette is absent due to her calendar of previous commitments. And as well, former NHLer Sébastien Bourdelot will also be joining the organization, and he'll be a skills coach. So he won't necessarily be on the bench, but he'll be there. And I think that's pretty exciting for Montreal to get lots of former players coming in and looking at leading this team. And they're already doing quite well. They're in second place in the league right now with 9 wins. And there, I think that this will help them get even better and contest for that top spot in the league with Calgary, and potentially put them in a contending situation. I would certainly say, of course, they got upset last year by Markham, but I could see them again doing quite well, as I predicted at the beginning of the year. I didn't think Calgary was going to do quite this well. But those two are certainly going to be going head-to-head, I think, for the championship and the playoffs. That'll be a great playoff series, I think, if and probably when those two meet. But yes, new coaching staff for Montreal, or I guess not that new in the sense of they've already been there, but they're stepping into the new role, or their new roles, and that will be that for Montreal. And also, we can talk about a couple other things. Last week, the goaltender of the week was actually from Montreal, Marie-Soleil Deschenes. She was the goalie of the week for her performance over the past week. And Rebecca Johnston was named the Gong Show Player of the Month for November. Of course, being the leading scorer of the CWHL thus far certainly puts her above the rest, I would say, in that sense. Okay, that just about does it for this episode of CWHL Over the Glass. I hope you are a little more up to date on how things are going so far off the ice in the league. We'll just take a quick check in again on how things are going on the ice. Like I mentioned, Rebecca Johnston leading the league in points. She's actually tied with Marie-Philippe Poulin. They've both got 20 so far, but Rebecca Johnston is leading the league in goals. There, she's tied with both Natalie Spooner and Victoria Bach, actually. So multiple players with similar point totals. Anne-Sophie Bethez is in third for both of those categories, actually. Anne-Sophie's got 8 goals, and she's got 18 points. So Montreal with a lot of scoring at the top of their lineup. And actually, Aaron Ambrosi's there, fourth in points with 17. Former Toronto Fury there, benefiting from her time now in Montreal. But as far as this week goes, you can take a look at the games coming up. If I just take a look here again, there's one game that you can watch this weekend. It's the game from China. Montreal is in Shenzhen to take on the Vanke Rays. You can watch Friday evening's game. That'll be Friday, December the 14th at 7:30 p.m., I believe, Chinese time. CT is the time zone for 7:30 p.m. So, like I said, Montreal is in Shenzhen to take on the Vanke Rays. That Friday night game's the one you can watch this week. They're also playing on Wednesday at 7:30 and on Saturday at 2:30 p.m., all on Chinese time. And then this weekend, Worcester travels to Markham to take on the Thunder. That first game Saturday at 7:30. Calgary playing at home. They're taking on the Toronto Furies at 7 o'clock on Saturday. That's at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, though, so be sure to factor into that that time change. And then on Sunday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Markham and Worcester again. And at 10:30 a.m., again, Mountain Time, Toronto takes on Calgary. And then that does it. That's it for this first half of the season. So there's only this last weekend before the Christmas break, and It'll be a bit of a Christmas break for me too, but I'm going to have another joint pod at some point with Erica from the NWHL podcast on here, The Cool Down. We'll talk a bit more about both leagues, how things are going, and what our expectations were and where they are now at the end of the first half of both of the two leagues' seasons. Thank you for listening to this special edition, this kind of news and notes edition of CWHL Over the Glass. My name is Jared Bapty. You can contact me on Twitter at Captain Bapty or send me an email, Jared, J-E-R-R-E-D, at barnburner.ca. And until next week, because I don't need to do a preview show now because we've already got it. So until next week, where I'll recap the final week of 2018 of the CWHL season, have a good week and have a good weekend.